Good morning, this is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast this morning. Now, this month, we've been sharing with you a message from Pastor Reynolds entitled, Least in the Kingdom. Now, the first week, we talked about the fact that there's not total equality once we get to heaven. Now, these levels are based on our service to the Lord here on this earth. Now, the Bible teaches in many different places that there will be rewards for our service. Now, we also spent part of last week talking about the difference between the family of God, the church of God, and the kingdom of heaven. And then also, if you were able to tune in last week, you'll know that we ended with another question. Now, this question is, what does Matthew chapter 5 mean when it talks about breaking one of the least commandments? So let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he picks up on this question.
When Jesus said here in verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, what is he talking about? What are the least commandments? What are the major commandments? Now, at this point, we could do one of two things. I could start a topical message at this point, and I could give you a list of things. I already told you got 15 of them. But I could start a topical message. You understand the difference between a topical message and an expository message. A topical message is a message full of points that probably link together in a subject, and yet they are not found in all the same chapters. They're not found with verses that are lumped together like the Sermon on the Mount. So I don't want to preach a topical message. I don't think that Christ intended this message to be taken as a topical message. But I think it ought to be expository, which means, or expositional message, where we just look at the passage before us and get the message out of the verses. Those are the best outlines anyway, because it's just Bible. When Christ is talking about the least commandments, I want to show you tonight what these least commandments are. Okay? That's where I'm going. That's what I want to show you. We don't need to break any of those. Okay, are you ready? That took 20 minutes to get that done. And so if I get 3 minutes on each one of these 15, that's 45 minutes. Is your pew already hard? What I want you to do, if you grasp the principle that Jesus is talking about in these verses that Paul has gone over and over and over again, when he's preached his Sermon on the Mount message, he's up to about 15 or something like that. You know, and they're all good messages. But let's look at what he's saying. And here is what he's saying. If we break one of the least commandments, what are they? All of the points that I'm going to give are in the Sermon on the Mount. They're in the Sermon on the Mount. It's an expository message. What is some of the least commandments? Now look, number one, happiness. Matthew 5, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. Verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12. What do all those verses have in common? They all have one word in them the same, except verse 12 has a different word. Is that a good hint? The word is blessed. What's the word in verse 12? Rejoice. What's that talking about? Being happy. Being happy. Blessed. That's... Well, I'm not supposed to teach people to be happy. What are we supposed to teach people? Be sad? Hardly. See, what do you do about the traumas of life? Does anybody have a trauma? No, I shouldn't ask that. Does anybody not have a trauma? Does anybody have anything that causes you anxiety, aggravation, grief, sorrow? Nobody raised your hand, so I get, okay. Yeah, everybody does. What are you supposed to do in those things? Because I'm not immune from those emotions myself. What am I supposed to do in those? I'm supposed to take those to the Lord. I know this about all of that stuff that comes. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens by accident. God watches over His children, and He loves His children. And even the things that I consider to be traumatic and very, very bad for me are really very, very good for me. Well, I just don't want to go through them. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to go through them. It's easy to be happy on the mountaintop, but to be happy in the valley. Now look what we're saying. He said, wait a minute, preacher. Aren't you going to tell us about how the women ought to wear hats and dresses and skirts and, you know, and the men ought to wear pants and not shorts and put their shirts on? No, I'm not going to tell you about that. So why not? Isn't that a commandment? Yes, it is. But here's the thing. There's a reason behind all of that. And you can do all the right things for the wrong reason and it turn out to be wrong. We need to know why. We need to do it because we love the Lord. You can do a lot of things spitefully. I can too. I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good at reactionary. I'm a good reactionary. You poke me, I poke you. You smile, I smile back. Is there any glory in that? No. No. And we'll get into this. We're talking about being least. Listen. You that are saved and you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of God, you need to get the principles of what Jesus is talking about. Number one is being happy. That's what He started out with. Being happy. Rejoice in those things. We've given that to you. Number two. Don't hide your light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, down through verse 16. Don't hide your light. So how do you hide your light? Here's how. You put your light in the wrong place. That's how you hide it. Look what He says, especially here, if you read verse 16. Let your light... No, that's not it. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let me tell you something. Verse 15 and these other verses is not talking about you standing up and saying, I'm a believer. Well, it is, but not like that. What's the candlestick? Look with me. What is a candlestick? You know, all my life I've heard this message preached that you ought to go out and tell everybody you're saved. I believe that. I do believe that. But you know, that can be vain and empty. Didn't get any amens there. But it can be. You do it for the wrong reason. What do you do with a person after they're saved? The Great Commission tells us this. You go into the world and you teach. You baptize believers, and then you teach them to observe everything else. And that can only happen in one place. Revelation chapter 1. Just give you this real quick. Revelation chapter 1, because I'm over 3 minutes on this and already. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. Revelation 1 verse 12. Revelation 1 verse 12. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Oh, candlestick, that's back in Matthew chapter 5, right? Now, I turn, I see seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the candlestick, one like unto the Son of Man. That's where Jesus is, in the midst of the candlesticks. What's a candlestick? In verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angel, the seven churches, the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. What are you supposed to do with your light? Put it on a candlestick. What's a candlestick? Church. That's what He's talking about. I wonder why Jesus says that at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount when He's preaching to Jews. who hardly believe in him. And he preached this at the very beginning of his ministry. So that's the first thing y'all do. First thing y'all do, listen. Anybody that teaches against this is going to be the least in the kingdom. Anybody that goes around saying, anybody, I don't care if they're saved or whatever, I'm going with what Jesus said. Anybody that mocks the local church and puts the universal church above the local church is going to be the least in the kingdom of heaven. Look at it. You just look at it. I mean, that's it. Say, well, there's not much glory in this little old local church. We're not doing that. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm working as hard as I can work. And if you've got any spare time, let me know. We'll give you something to do. As soon as I get used to the idea, we'll give you something to do. All right? Number three. Know where your righteousness is. Number three. I'm going to start just calling this out in a minute. So if you're writing these down, you just got to start writing. But you need to know where your righteousness is. Look here in verse 20. We're talking about the least commandment. Know where your righteousness is. Verse 20. But I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not only will you not even be least, you won't even get there. Whoa. That's the third one. And don't think. In verse 17, he makes this very clear. Don't think that the law is no good. There are so many people today that say, oh, we're not serving under the dispensation of the law. We're serving under the dispensation of grace. It just aggravates me. I don't understand that. I just don't get it. How in the world can you know what God wants you to do if you don't get it out of His book? I don't know where you go to get it. The law of God is what He wants. But He doesn't want just obedience. He wants real heart obedience. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. This is the first and greatest commandment. That's where the church at Ephesus went wrong, because they were doing without loving the Lord. So you want to be the least? Understand where your righteousness is. It's not in what we do, but it's what God gives to us. Listen, we don't have nothing. But with God, we've got it all. Amen. Number four, quarrelers. Fussers. Backbiters. Bickerers. Look in verse 21, and what a remarkable thing this is. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Hey, is murder bad? Everybody say, yes, in unison, it's bad. Abortion is murder. I mean, it's a horrible crime. It's against God. But notice what God said. Here, Jesus Christ said this, verse 22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. He just got through talking about murder, and now he's talking about anger. Quarrelsome people. Know where your righteousness is and quit fussing.
And we are out of time today, so we'll have to finish these points next week. We do want to thank you for coming and want to invite you to join us for services. We can be found at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services, 4 p.m. for prayer meeting, and 4:30 for worship services. Now, Independence Baptist Church wants to remind you of the offer that we made this month for the free book titled 6,000-Year-Old Earth. You can download a copy of this book from our website at www.independencebaptist.org, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, to receive a paper copy. Now, thank you again for joining us this morning, and please remember to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the least in the kingdom.